Executive Director Gary for permitting us to have this this forum. I am aware of the fact that there were two separate ads, one advertising $50,000 from the Moores to relocate the building.
Yes.
And another ad, $50,000 to use it for adaptive reuse in the location.
The $50,000 can only go to a nonprofit organization. This is because the Moores' internal, as well as their articles of incorporation, internal policies, as well as articles of incorporation, we are not a traditional grant-giving organization, and we can only make a grant to a nonprofit.
Great. And, of course, I was involved with the state process where, and the county where we collaborated with private sector to create the wonderful preservation of what was once was the DuPont Estate. The Blue Wall Properties, I wrote deed restrictions back in 1986 that kept 320 acres of open space available until in such time there was adequate roadway infrastructure. That made it possible for AstraZeneca to come in with the leadership of then Governor Carper to enable us to, through the Open Space Council and the assistance of Roger Roy, to utilize this land for both the passive and active open space. And during that period of time, the opportunities availed itself through coming of AstraZeneca. We had the opportunity to have dealt out transfer to Nemours the title to the Stark Murphy House with some stipulations, and the Moores had accepted responsibility for its preservation and hopefully adaptive reuse at some point in the future. So my best historical ally is the Honorable James Hamby. Maybe you can fill in the details because I just did that very quickly.
Well, I don't know that we have time for all the details, but ultimately, the preservation of the house originally came about because DelDOT overstepped its bounds in some of the road work that was being done out there at the time. The property that the house exists on was owned by an entity known as Alzar, which is in the murkiness, has something to do with
it's Nemours. The development arm of the foundation.
Right.
But Nemours Foundation.
It was.
It doesn't exist. They've done an excellent job of totally erasing its existence off the face of the earth, with the exception of one comment in the one of the meetings that we had regarding the whole Blue Wall project. Anyway, it was discovered that DelDOT had in fact laid some asphalt out there, and they didn't have control of the property. And so then Secretary of Transportation Ann Camby, in consultation with future and now past Secretary of Transportation Carolyn Wicks, worked out a deal by which Alzar at the time wanted to demolish the house. And so DelDOT took the house from Alzar, which removed the threat of demolition. Alzar put, at that time, a sum of money into it to stabilize it, and then DelDOT was going to maintain it in that mothballed state until such time as an adaptive reuse could happen. At some point, they decided then to transfer it to Nemours with those deed restrictions in place. It would, I think, be the position of the Historic Review Board at the time, anyway, those members that were on the board, that those deed restrictions should be honored by the state. Our reading of the deed restrictions gives the state the responsibility for enforcing them, as well as the ability to waive them. But my reading of them is that it requires prior agreement of the state to waive them, not after the fact. In other words, any discussion of a demolition permit should not even have been filed nor contemplated until the state had agreed to waive the deed restrictions.
Mr. Hamby, we had significant consultations with DelDOT before we filed the request for a demolition permit with the Historic Review Board. The Historic Review Board staff spoke to DelDOT. We have a letter from Secretary Wicks that states when we met the requirements placed on us by the Historic Review Board that the covenants would be waived, and we have an agreement with Secretary Bott that when the 60 days are over, if there is not a realistic prospect on the horizon, that indeed a letter will be forthcoming. The Historic Review Board of Newcastle County, as it is currently constituted, did request that we meet certain conditions. We have met those conditions, and their period of review is now expired. But even before it did, they had granted our request pending our fulfillment of their request. So whatever we might think should have happened, this is where we are, and this is what has happened.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, with the exception of that the deed restrictions make no reference to DelDOT having permission to waive the deed restrictions. It says the state of Delaware.
That has also, as far as I know, been discussed, and to the best of my knowledge, this has all been agreed to. In addition, the memorandum of agreement of which the covenants are a part has now expired, and it has been agreed by the Federal Highways and the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, which were parties to the memorandum of agreement, that while though there are certain aspects of it that are outstanding, the parts about the Murphy House are not outstanding. And so they feel that that period has now also come to an end. In addition, at a recent meeting of a group, including DelDOT, Federal Highways, the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, DENEREC, and the Delaware State Historic Preservation Office, the State Historic Preservation Office has stated that it is their opinion that the proposed Nemours National Register Historic District has lost so much of its integrity that it would no longer be considered eligible for the National Register as it was originally drawn. And they feel also that the Murphy House would possibly not qualify either, and they were very reluctant to make any commitment to Dan Griffiths about the possibility of a subsequent user, a person who would step in to rehabilitate the property, would have access to the historic rehabilitation tax credits. I also think, while it's always very good to have a chance to air those things that we all feel have perhaps happened, which we did not participate in, which we would have liked to have gone differently, but given that many of us, two of us at least, have to leave at 5 o'clock, we've got 45 minutes. And I am hopeful that the discussion today will focus on what could be a future for the Murphy House instead of what might have gone wrong in the past, because a great deal has gone wrong in the past. And, in fact, I would myself be extremely reluctant to state that the house was ever preserved in 2000 or 2002 as part of the Blue Ball Agreement. It was allowed to continue to stand, but it was allowed to continue to stand in a condition in which it has continued to deteriorate significantly, and we now all find ourselves in a bad situation. But again, I hope that the focus could be on what we could do from now that would lead the house to a very good reuse.
And I don't disagree with you on that. My point was, Bob asked for a summation of where we were, and I said I didn't think we really had time for too much into that. But I think that the basis of any discussion of how we move forward to actively reuse the property would entail Nemours making a bigger commitment.
That is not likely to happen.
May I just pick up what you're speaking? I've actually got to leave at 9:45, so I have a little bit less time. But I agree. It would be nice to try to pick up, if you could maybe just update us where we are, what are the options that you see that we can potentially consider to go forward to save the house.
I don't see an option, or we would not be proposing demolition.
Okay. Well, let me ask then, currently the deed is in Nemours'
Yes,
hands,
but Nemours is willing to receive proposals from others.
Okay.
Mr. Hanby, in an email he circulated several weeks
Understood.
A week ago,
so
suggested
are you
we were
to,
on...
For an entity that is able to show the wherewithal to rehab the building, Nemours is willing to turn the deed over to that entity?
Nemours is willing at this time to turn the deed over to someone who wishes to relocate the property. If they wish to use it on site, we are willing to enter into a long-term lease.
And long-term lease meaning?
That has not been established, and that would probably depend on, be part of the proposal. And normally, in an attempt to use the historic rehabilitation tax credits, it's at least 15 years for the lease.
That's correct.
So if someone thought they could use the tax credits, although, as I have said, the state office has indicated they are not sure about that, I will not speak either for someone who might propose something or for Nemours, but I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 years.
Well, we'll put in the tax credits aside. If someone's willing to come up with a significant amount of financial resources to rehab it, 15 years is, I mean, they're not going to be
then
willing to put up hundreds of thousands.
They might want to propose a longer lease, which is why I'm reluctant to set a date to it. Nemours would be willing to consider a longer-term lease.
Can you just talk a little bit about that evaluation process of the proposals? Who will be doing that? And
we have a committee. Final decision will be our chief financial officer and the chief executive officer of Nemours. But we need to, you know, it's general. It's the same information that you would be asked to provide to any bank in terms of your financial stability. I made one copy of that. I could certainly send others more. I made more copies of the Milner report on the condition of the house. It is basically the same information you would want to prove that you, to a bank that you have the financial wherewithal to carry through with it.
So it's a Nemours internal decision then?
Yes. We have agreed that we would, it was agreed at the meeting with DelDOT that it would be a Nemours internal decision, but that we would keep DelDOT informed about it.
And I know I saw the ad, but can you review the deadlines?
Criteria?
Yeah.
The deadline, I believe, is October the 15th. It was 60 days from the day the first ad ran, which I believe was August the 15th. Yes, thank you, October the 15th, which is actually, I think, one day longer. So it gives you 61 days, which is certainly immaterial. But it is that for a nonprofit organization wishing to relocate the property or reuse it on site, Nemours is willing to make a $50,000 grant. If it is an individual or a for-profit organization, then it is for reuse on site or for relocation, but accompanied by no grant. Now, there are significant issues with the site, which is one of the reasons that we have found it to be quite a problem. One of them is the fact that, according to the Newcastle County Code, it is zoned for office use. If there were to be any other commercial use, according to its current zoning, it could only be 10% of the total square footage of the house.
What's the parcel size?
The parcel size is 0.96 acre.
Okay. And how do people access the property to...
At this time, DelDOT has denied any access to the property, but there is the possibility of right turn only access.
No, I'm talking about to evaluate the structure.
You contact me and we will arrange an appointment to take you in. But we also are perfectly willing to provide you with a fairly extensive report.
If I might volunteer, it's my understanding that there would be a access easement of necessity as an equitable principle. So
yes.
DelDOT would have to provide some.
But that
access
and
to
that
the
is
building.
Assumed that that will be right turn only based on conversations with DelDOT.
Mm-hmm.
But they have not couched it in quite those same words, mm-hmm. access of necessity. So I'm going to assume that you, being an attorney, know a great deal more about that than I do,
mm-hmm.
but just understand they've never used those words. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something they volunteered. It may have to be pulled out of them.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, because it is zoned for office, there are significant parking requirements. If there is to be a general office use, those, of course, as I understand it, under the Newcastle County zoning, that would require 13 parking spaces.
Unless there was a Board of Adjustment variance...
Again, yes.
Upon showing that 13, less than 13 would be needed.
And then, as I understand it, for a medical office, which has been suggested, 17 would be required. I assume that same opportunity would exist also to get an adjustment. Mm-hmm. And one of the problems is that there's, because of the location of the greenway, because of the location of, because of the access, because of the location of the house and the shape of the lot, it's going to be very difficult to get the required spaces on the lot. Now, again, if there is a zoning variance that is available, it can be obtained, that can change, but the requirement as it stands now is difficult to satisfy.
And I'm just thinking aloud, but the most viable option would be a shared parking agreement with the office entity adjacent to the property.
The problem with that is that that belongs to the Nemours Foundation, and during the construction period over here, we are closing surface lots and are using every space we have anywhere else.
That would probably be taken into consideration.
That would be at least for 2 to 3 years, not likely to be granted.
That would probably be taken into consideration by the Nicholson County Board of Adjustment and DelDOT in considering variances from the mandated 17 spots, given the impossibility of performance.
Well, I don't think it can be done, so obviously that would have to be required.
Years.
And at least for that period of time, because of our own parking needs, we're not giving away parking.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That also is obviously also an access point, but we have the same issue because of the construction.
Mm-hmm. If the way that the Greenway Trail goes through the property, obviously DelDOT laid that asphalt too, with the assumption that they own the property, or that the property still would be owned by the state, but could that be relocated on the site?
DelDOT Greenways may have taken title, or they may not have title, but in any event, there may be language that that's assuming for argument's sake that Delaware Greenways has title. They would take title subject to an existing right-of-way easement or easement of necessity. Basically, the law abhors denying access to a building, and you know the equitable relief that that the quasi-judicial body of Newcastle County can provide would take into consideration the various difficulties, including the fact that Nemours would have a legitimate reason to deny parking for 3 or 4 years during construction.
What is Nemours' official response to like use of the lot in near term and long term, like 5 years? 10 years from now.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
If you tore the house down, what would you do with
the
lot?
Yeah, what would you do with the lot?
What we have been asked to do by Newcastle County's Historic Review Board and what we have agreed to do is landscape the lot to maintain a portion of the house as some part of the landscaping and to put a plaque on the site.
Would you did the Historic Review Board require the marking and setting aside the four corners of the building or just the plaque?
Only a portion of the building. They did not specify which portion of the building.
Mm-hmm.
We have asked Rodney Robinson, landscape architect, to put forward a proposal. His current proposal, which we have neither accepted nor denied, actually, is the outline of the building.
Mm-hmm. But there's no other plans, long-term or short-term,
no,
for building anything?
No, there is absolutely no Nemours plan anywhere or has been any discussion for any building on that site.
What is the, for lack of a better word, and it's not meant in any derogatory manner, but what is the rush then as far as timeline, having been involved in the moving of a structure, the Grange Hall in Callaville, the timeline is just impossible to keep if it was to move it.
This is not the only timeline. This building was, it was discussed
I
at the Historic
that,
Review Board in November.
If somebody
that
comes through.
That meeting was announced in October. The signs went up in October. We advertised it for 6 months. We told it's still actually advertised on several websites because we said until we had actually gone and requested a demolition permit, there was no point in taking the ads down because if somebody came forward, we would be open to it. So the actual timeline will have been 11 months. And our concern is, one, the building is a very attractive nuisance. It is in an increasingly dilapidated state. We are concerned about it. It is at the entrance to our hospital, and we are attempting to, I mean, we're about to put a $250 million investment in the hospital, and we don't regard the building as our best foot forward in its current condition at this time, and those are our concerns. You know, we have major concerns, frankly, and just hope that nothing happens over there. The building has been deteriorating since around 2000. It's not in good condition.
What would it cost to rehab it?
The Del Dot estimate was considerably in excess of $1 million. It was somewhere about $1.15 million or something. Quite honestly, I thought that was ridiculous. We hired the best preservation restoration architectural firm for 100 miles, and they came back with $850.
What would it cost to stabilize the building?
My best guess,
$300,000, $350,000.
Depends on what you mean by it and how much you did, on what you would do. At a minimum, $250,000.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I will also concur that Milner Associates is excellent at what they do.
Thank you. I would just like to mention that I took this job on with the understanding that we were going to be as objective in our survey and our evaluation as we would be if this were the Taj Mahal. And so those were the conditions upon which we took this job, because a big reputation depends on it. So what's in here, I am totally in agreement with as far as the numbers. International Consultants Incorporated does all of our historic preservation evaluations, and they're usually within 5% of the actual bids that come into a project. So I certainly will stand on this report.
Harry, in your analysis, do you determine what a one-acre property that would be worth on the commercial market?
No, we're not real estate appraisers.
Does anybody know what the value of that would
be? There was an appraiser who was at the meeting with Del Dot, and Del Dot is getting an appraisal done at this time because there's some question involving federal highways about the appraisal of the property. But the appraiser who was in the room said that with the current restrictions and the access issues, et cetera, he stated, frankly, it had no value.
Without access, the value would, the building couldn't be used.
Yes. So, I mean, that is, that, you know, no one should be held to that. That was an off-the-cuff comment made in the room, but will be backed up reasonably soon with an actual assessment made by a professional. But this was a professional appraiser who teaches appraising.
And all that subject to, I have a legal bias that there would have to be an easement by necessity.
When they took the house from Alzar, they stipulated at that time that they would ensure that there would be access to it.
No, actually, when Alzar transferred the deed, it was stated that there would be no access to it. That was one of the things that's also the reason why when the greenways was given through the mansion property, that is the only section of greenways which is not paved. Alzar had strong feelings on such subjects, and it is our attorney's statement that in the deed from Alzar, was transferred for Alzar, that there was no access to be allowed. And there is the question, did that covenant pass with the property then when it passed to Nemours? And that seems to be a legal question that anyone could take two sides. But when Alzar transferred it, there was to be no access.
That wasn't a representation the Secretary Canby made for the Historic Review Board at the time.
Well, no, that is what is in the deed, and our attorney has...
There's a body of law that would allow an attorney on one side to argue that Alzar could not equitably and legally cancel out all access to the building, and there would always be a court-mandated easement by necessity. But that would be, as you said, two lawyers on both sides
exactly
of the argument making that pitch.
That's why they have horse races.
Exactly.
Differences of opinion.
Yes.
But again, as I am told, whether it was legal or not, in the deed that did the transfer, there is a statement that there will be no access.
Quick question for Mary Ann Grace. Would it be okay to scan this and put this on my website as downloadable PDF? Or is
that
it proprietary?
It's
or portions
it's
of it? Or
it is. Grace's
belongs to us.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Belongs to her, so it's
may
not
I get
decision
back with you on that tomorrow? Because I would have to talk to my boss to find out if he had any issue with that. We will make it available to anyone who approaches us asking for information. I mean, I don't see why there would be a problem. It's just a question of trademark, copyright, all that other stuff. But we have given it to the people who had asked us, who came forward in the six-month period, and we would provide it to anyone at this time. So I suspect the answer is yes, but I'll get back to you tomorrow.
And not maybe certain portions, like floor plans or something like that.
I'll get back to you. I don't know of a reason why we would not allow it.
Okay.
So, Senator Katz, did you have any additional inquiries? Looking at it from the two possibilities that Morris has painted, and that is using the building where it is, where there are a number of institutional impediments, as opposed to moving the building. Or does anyone have any thoughts? Certainly, James Hamby has experience with moving buildings.
But that's what I said. It's an arduous process, and even if you had some place to move it to, which arguably you don't anywhere near, just the utilities alone. Delmarva Power wanted $5,000 to drop the lines on Concord Pike to move the Grange across Concord Pike. There was only one set of lines. That's all we were dropping. And it was only a call to the head of Delmarva Power to get them to waive that, you know, did not then become an impediment to that project. But even then, just the time in getting it ready, you know, they wanted it moved quicker than what the ultimate new owners were able to get it ready, and we had to twist Newcastle County's arm to allow them to essentially park the building in the parking lot for 3 or 4 months while the foundation work was finished. And ultimately, that with a wood frame structure between purchasing property and all the other things that had to be done and the renovation, I think ended up upwards almost $500,000 altogether.
Oh, you had a white knight?
Exactly. But, you know, we had time to do it there. And this is a stone structure. Former Representative Dave Ennis, when he kind of was trying to think outside the box about moving the barn itself, he had gotten an estimate of over $1 million to move the barn and the Blue Ball Barn, and we were only talking about moving it back on the site. We weren't even moving it anywhere else. That was just the moving cost. Obviously, the house is not as big as the barn as far as an issue, but I just don't see moving that house.
It's brick, by the way, not stone.
Stone, brick, either way.
Nice.
Other than you take all the outside off, and I mean, there are obviously groups that do it and come in and number every piece, and you could move it in that way.
You can move it as it is.
Actually,
I understand you can move it that way, but the issue is how many sets of power lines do you have to move, and what do you have to shut down to do it, and every time you do that there's a cost.
No, I understand.
And as far as you move it to, I mean, everything is built up or preserved around here.
Well, let me ask
a piece of ground big enough in Brandywine 100 to put on it, you have to purchase it.
Well, let me ask the question. If a white knight and location surfaced, would there be some flexibility on the part of Nemours in pushing that October 15th date back if that white knight and location were identified before October 15th?
That's not a commitment that I can make.
Okay.
That is up to the CEO of the Nemours Foundation. But I can tell you that Nemours is interested in finding a win-win solution for this building. And were there to be serious reason to believe a win-win was on the horizon, I'm confident that we would consider it very carefully. but we would have to be relatively certain that we were dealing with a win-win. We are reluctant to continue to have this building deteriorate, get in worse condition. We've had it 2 years, 1 year of which has been spent nearly completely in this process. When we asked LDOT for it in 2004, the world was a different place. It was our anticipation that we would put a lot of money into it. We are not in a position to do that at this time. It's no longer a priority. And we are reluctant to sit here and let it get in worse and worse and worse and worse shape. But we are not personally opposed to the preservation of the building in any way, and if there's a win-win sitting on the horizon, we will consider it extremely carefully.
Well, thank you. I think that provides us another potential option.
But my understanding is that there is a group that is a nonprofit group that is already looking into
Preservation Delaware?
Maybe.
Dane Griffith, who's ill, was supposed to be with us, but he's not here. Okay.
I have been contacted by another nonprofit group. I don't believe it would be appropriate to name them until they have made their own internal decisions, but there is a nonprofit group that has contacted me, and which, should that go forward, could be a very successful applicant.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's the same one.
Neither am I.
And Representative Lavelle was actually on that email. Did you were you aware of that?
I
know the individuals, but I don't know the name of the organization.
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't.
This
I
was
check, but I don't remember.
Or at the beginning of the week we got this email.
I got one yesterday. So I don't know if that's the beginning of, but I got one yesterday.
Some of those people were out of town.
May have been. I had a conversation with the executive director. I got an email yesterday scheduling a meeting. We may or may not be talking about the same people.
Right.
But they're going through the property next week.
Good. Okay.
And we, I don't want anyone to underestimate the problems with this property, because I do not want someone finding themselves in a situation where they are surprised by expense or surprised by problems. There will be problems that would surprise them, but I don't want anybody coming back saying we bought a pig in the poke. At the same time, we are perfectly delighted to work with someone if they have a realistic hope of making this a success.
One thing that I would at least find helpful is that I think there are some potential opportunities to get some viable parties, whether they be not-for-profit or for-profit entities, to pull something together. It's just if there are multiple different parties considering, it'd be helpful to understand what's going on. Ideally, it'd be nice if it's a not-for-profit for preservation purposes, but if it has to be a for-profit entity, then it would just be helpful to be able to coordinate those efforts or initiatives, knowing what's out there, so that you can try to find.
I don't want to reveal other people's business, but I'm looking for a win-win, so I have no problem with trying to coordinate efforts. And certainly in a community like this area, my guess is you'll be copied on a lot of emails, and they would know anyway. I would be surprised if you all did not. If someone gives me permission to discuss it, I'm happy to do so. But until such time, I would be reluctant to share tentative approaches. But if it looks like it's getting real and we get permission, I'm happy to share with you such information. I'd be surprised if you didn't know as much as I do as soon as I do.
I think to piggyback on what Senator Katz was saying is that maybe you get some information from one group and another group, and individually those plans don't rise to the level of what Nemours would find to be acceptable. But a sit-down meeting between the two of them to brainstorm may come up with a unified plan that would meet
Nemours. We can certainly do that. Mr. Hamby, I was the regional director for the National Trust for Historic Preservation when they had a regional office in Philadelphia. It's now a field office. But I worked for the National Trust for 7 years. I was the executive director of Preservation Pennsylvania for 7 years. I was on the board of Preservation Action. I have personally been involved with saving more than 31 buildings, involved with out-of-the-box thinking, bringing people together, finding funding, getting grants. This is not something I am new to. If it seems to me that this is something that would be useful to put these people together, I will, of course, put these people together. Again, Nemours would prefer a win-win.
On that same vein, I just wanted to say I created a website that if you want to put anything on it, publish anything, I'll stick it on there. It's SaveTheMurphyHouse.org. There's also a Facebook discussion group if you want to join that. So if you have anything you want to relay to the group, like a meeting or anything, any bits of information, you too, Grace, I'll be happy to put that on there. I'm trying to keep it kind of neutral. You know, of course it's for saving the house, but I'm not trying to, say anything bad about the words or anything.
Good, and you keep that attitude. Look, I mean, you know, there's a lot of history with this house. We sat in a room 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in Dover, and we all admitted that everybody had learned some valuable lessons. Federal Highways decided that maybe they needed to audit their memorandums of agreement to see if things had been fulfilled. DelDOT agreed that maybe they could have done a better job waterproofing the house and that maybe they should have marketed it better in 2002. Nemours agreed that maybe we should have known a little more about the condition and believe that $1.1 million a little more closely. What none of us could have predicted was the stock market. But at any rate, there's more than enough history with this house that you can find people to hit with a stick if you want to. There's no shortage. I don't think that's going to help us save the house. If it makes you feel better, you can go right ahead and hit me as often as you'd like. But I think the goal here is let's figure out what we can do that saves the house. And, you know, putting nasty things on the email. Larry's been, I think, very circumspect. But, I mean, you know, if it makes you feel better, feel free. But I don't think it's going to help save the house. And at the end of the day, that's the goal.
On my behalf, having been through many of these myself, I appreciate a collaborative approach. And I sense that we have that around the table. I feel we have a lot of expertise and passion, which I share. And I hope that we can all use our best good faith efforts to try to find that win-win that you described.
Yeah. So I'd love it if you all will get back in touch with me with information. In terms of the relocation, when you asked earlier about the information, and it is right about
quarter time
for you to, I don't want to hold you. But that was simpler. That was, you had to have proof you really had been talking to a mover. You had to prove you had a place to put it. You had to have proof you had insurance to cover a move. That was really about it for the move. The relocation on site, we are very concerned that obviously it get carried through. But this is information I took directly off of a loan application, and it's been approved. So it's not anything out of the ordinary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Do we have any other comments, questions from the folks that are in attendance? I think our path forward, the most viable one, would be to try to find a white knight, whether it be through Nemours or through any of us. And then to make sure that the constraints upon which Nemours finds itself, we can comply.
It's unlikely to be Nemours. We are making a stretch investment. Mm-hmm. We are opening a hospital in Orlando. It's been a $400 million project. We have to hire 50 physicians within the next 11 months. It will be at least a year and a half before there are patients. Mm-hmm. In addition, we are putting a $250 million addition onto this hospital. Hmm. I cannot encourage you to believe you will find it at Nemours. It would not be truthful.
I wasn't imagining it to be in the Morris.
I know, but I just want you,
you
want
to state that for the record.
I don't want to leave anyone, again, the main thing I want is I don't want anybody getting into this with misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly, I kind of feel that's how we got it.
Well, thank you for your brutal candidness.
Mary will tell you I have a failing in that direction.
Yes.
Actually, I find it very refreshing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's serious. We're in a difficult situation. This is not what we anticipated. This is not what we wanted. And we certainly don't want to become the Darth Vader of the Brandywine Hundred. We are primarily a life-giving organization, but we find ourselves in a difficult situation and we would love to find a good solution.
You're also in the historic preservation business.
Absolutely.
Too.
I mean, that's why I'm here.
Yes.
You know, and this is what I've done for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, having done it for a very long time, I don't have an answer to this building.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm reading, just, I don't know, is basically the Moors wants it gone because it's an eyesore at their gate.
It's also a hazard.
But I mean, but it could be refurbed and boarded up and mothballed for future times for very little money.
Yes,
so
but
basically it's
not
an eyesore at the gate.
All right, but every person in the meeting 2 weeks ago, which consisted of most of the professional preservationists in Delaware,
mm-hmm.
was that it is not in the building's best interest for it to continue to sit empty and underused for very much longer. There is nothing that is worse for a building than for it to sit empty and unused.
Well, maybe knocking it down is a little worse, but...
Not necessarily. I mean, it depends on whether you want a slow, lingering, painful death or whether you'd rather die in bed. I mean, you know, this building is in poor condition. It has been sitting for a long time unused. It was unused before Delta had it. And there comes a point at which you reach, really, and you just tip it into more and more expense. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And there was the Delaware SHPO, the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, the Historic Preservation Officer for the Federal Highways, everybody in that room sat there and said, no, we don't think having it sit there empty for longer is a good idea. So, I mean, I just don't think that really, I mean, if there's something on the horizon that looks real, but if it's to sit there for another 20 years that we have to keep painting it and patching it, and the next time, you know, something happens, we underpatch it by mistake, we don't realize how bad it is, that's not a good situation.
I just might add, the worst thing you can do to undo the preservation of the building is to leave it empty.
Are there SHPO formal remarks that are accessible online?
I doubt it, because that was not a recorded meeting, so I doubt it.
Are there meeting minutes?
They were being kept by DelDOT. I have not seen them, so I cannot answer that question.
Okay. But I assume DelDOT may have some meeting
they
minutes.
They may very well. It was a DelDOT meeting, but
mm-hmm.
I have not, and I wasn't looking for that.
Sure, I understand.
So I can't answer that.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have a Delaware Greenways meeting to get to next door. I'm on the advisory board. We have a similar mission. So we're dealing with a few issues. So I have to depart. George?
Thank you all.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be in touch.
If you've got something, we will be happy to consider.
Our physician said, are you going to see Grace?